Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online right now, so if there's something you would like to talk about or a Bible question we can answer, we invite your call right now to 844-322-2742. The number's good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. Again, welcome to Basic Gospel, everybody. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Well, we've come to the last day of our month and last day of our fiscal year. Uh-huh. It's a very important day in the life of the ministry, but as we come to this day, I think we come to one of the most important phrases in the Word of God, and it's simply this: love never fails.
Yes.
You know, why do we do what we do? Well, we're simply proclaiming the love of God, and we know that love never fails. We've experienced that in our own lives. The love of God was relentless. He kept coming at us and at us, showering his love, and finally we responded and we received life. We received forgiveness. We received all of those gifts of love, and we received love himself, Jesus Christ, alive, living inside of us. And we want nothing more in life than to connect as many people to the love of Christ as we possibly can through this outreach. And we know that we don't do the connecting. We simply lift up the name of Jesus. We simply tell folks about his love, grace, and mercy. And it's the Holy Spirit that does the connecting. And that's one of the greatest thrills in life, is to see when somebody truly gets connected to the love of God.
Yeah.
But this definition of love ends with that phrase, love never fails. And as I tweeted earlier today, love is God's plan A, and there is no plan B. So God isn't up there saying, hey, I'm going to try love for a little bit. I think that would, you know, be helpful and beneficial. But that, if that doesn't work, I'm going to fall away from love and try something else.
Yes.
And that's what the word fail really means. It means to fall away from. So when Peter was in jail and there were chains around his wrists and people prayed, and through that prayer and through the power of God, those chains fell away. We see in Matthew stars falling from heaven. It's the exact same word that Paul uses here in this definition. So love never falls away. So God's love never falls away from us. It's always there for us. And talk about good news. Talk about comfort to the heart. I mean, times in this world can be tough.
Yeah.
I mean, this place is a tough place to live life in. Relationships are difficult. We, you know, as we engage with people, you know, we see our own selfishness, and, you know, those are hard to overcome, and yet love is right there in the midst of it. I mean, we have financial reversals. We have loss of loved ones. We feel rejection. We feel all kinds of hurt in this world, and yet in the midst of it, love is always there. God's love never falls away from us. And that's what we really need to grab hold of, and to know that we are just enveloped by his love every step that we take in life. That is the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as we understand that love can start transforming us and flowing through us into the lives of others. It's all about the love of God that has been made known to us in the person and work of Jesus Christ.
Just doesn't get any better than that.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. Friends, we'd love for you to join the conversation. 844-322-2742. That's a toll-free call in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. And Bob, I want to remind our listeners, as you were mentioning right out of the chute today, that tonight, our fiscal year ends at midnight, and you can join us in supporting this life-changing message as we approach that hour. You know, if you heard that call yesterday with Jim from Maryland, you heard firsthand why it's vital that this program be on the air live every day. We're here meeting the needs of searching people, many times hurting people, right where they live, with the good news of Jesus Christ. And to me, that's a strong reason for God's people, people just like you and me, to give to support Basic Gospel. We ask you to help us keep on helping others. Your gift today, tonight, before midnight, will indeed help us reach that $199,510 that we've talked about this month. But midnight tonight ends our fiscal year, and we need your help today. Remember, too, that with your gift of $20 or more, you're going to receive Bob Christopher's excellent CD series called Love Is. Can you please go online right now and click donate at basicgospel.net and make your most generous gift? Or possibly could you pick up the phone right now and call 844-412-2742 and make your gift by phone? Again, that number is 844-412-2742. But a big deadline coming up tonight at midnight, guys, and we hope that our listeners will really, really get in the saddle with us and support this ministry called Basic Gospel.
Yes, indeed.
844-322-2742. We have open lines right now. We want you to be a part of this edition. Again, 844-322-2742. And, guys, a question from Sandy. It concerns 1 John 5:16. Sandy says, what is your interpretation of that particular passage of Scripture? Why would it say that God would give him life for those who sin not unto death? Don't they already have life? And the sin unto death, which shouldn't be prayed for, why not? I would think that that would be the most important sin to be prayed for so that they would believe. This passage is confusing to me. Can you help? That's from Sandy in Branchville, Virginia.
Well, Sandy, I think it's confusing to a lot of people. It's a very difficult passage. Mm-hmm. You know, that strange language of sin unto death. And, you know, there's only really one sin unto death, and that's the rejection of Christ Jesus.
Right.
So he's not telling us to not pray for the lost. He certainly, I think throughout the Word of God, God moves us to pray for the lost, to pray for those who are in this world, that their eyes may be opened to see the glory of God in the person and work of Jesus Christ. We are a part of a great rescue mission. God is using us to snatch people out of the darkness and bring them into the light where we are. And we got there the same way that they did, by grace through faith in Jesus. So he's certainly not saying don't pray for the lost or don't pray for the salvation of those who need Jesus. But I think there is something to this sin unto death. We see, I think in Acts chapter 12, there is a very stark picture there. Herod was speaking, and folks fell at his feet as if he were a god, and they started shouting that and giving him worship, much beyond than that of a mere human being. And he accepted that worship as if he was God, if he were a god. And immediately he was struck dead, and the worms consumed him. And I think that's a pretty vivid picture of what this sin unto death is all about. It's somebody knocking God off his throne and trying to put himself on that throne and receiving worship as if he were the one true God. And boy, that is just the height of deception, the height of evil, the height of pride. And that's something you just want to stay away from.
Yes. I mean, and the context of this passage gives you that same idea. It starts off with, if you see any brother or sister commit a sin that does not lead to death. So we're in fellowship with someone. They may not be saved or they may be saved, but they have been caught in a sin. This is just like Galatians 6. Be careful, help restore them, come alongside them. But if they're into this really gross form of unbelief, Paul is very clear, have nothing to do with them. You can still pray for them, but you and I are ill-equipped to deal with that level of unbelief. That is a God work.
Yes.
And of course we pray for them. Of course we're there if they come to their senses and they ask the question, but you don't dare get involved because they'll drag you right down.
Yes, absolutely.
Sandy, hope you're listening. Hope that's a help to you. And friends, if you have a question, drop it to us by email. If you can't get to the phone, that address, of course, is bob@basicgospel.net.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Scott in Queens, New York, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Scott.
Hi, good afternoon, brothers.
And to you as well. What's on your mind today?
Just want to get a brief explanation on John chapter 8 verses 4 to 11, just to get a little light on it. And,
Okay, well, this is the story of the woman that was caught in adultery. And how she was caught, we don't know. The story doesn't give us those details, but she was dragged before Jesus by the teachers of the law and the Pharisees. And they said to Jesus, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. And in the law of Moses, in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now, what do you say? They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing Jesus. But Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger, and when they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let any of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. At this, those who heard began to go away one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left with the woman. And Jesus straightened up. "Has no one condemned you?" And she said, "No one, sir." "Then neither do I condemn you. Go now and leave your life of sin." So all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We can't stand in judgment toward one another. We all fall under that same judgment. And Jesus is the only one that has the right to stand in judgment over us, and yet he came into this world not to judge the world, not to condemn the world, but to save it. And so that means saving right. you and me. And so that's what we see in this picture, the real heart of God for people in this world. He wants to rescue us out of sin and death so that we can experience new life through faith in him. And that's the key when it says, "Go now and leave your life of sin." What he's saying is, go now and let your unbelief behind, leave that behind, and start walking in belief in Jesus, in God, in this great plan of salvation that's available to you.
And absolute harmony with you on. The reason why I pose that question, and, you know, we can just keep this as brief as possible, is because reflecting the Orlando shooting, there was even a pastor that said that there were some good people in that club. And the question that I had behind that was, I wasn't able to do a call-in, but the question that I had behind that was, were there good people left in Sodom and Gomorrah? Were there good people left outside of the ark of Noah's ark? And I'm saying that in connection with, we are supposed to tell the world of their sins. Ezekiel chapter 33 says that we are spokesmen for God. We're supposed to announce that the sword is coming. And once we make that announcement, we're supposed to also follow that up with exactly what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ said. Neither do I condemn. Now, this is our Lord speaking himself. But he closes it by saying, go and sin no more. So I think a wrong pitch is being sent out to the world when you use such terminologies. Again, I'm not using judgment. But when you use such terminology to say that there were good people in that place, because, again, our Heavenly Father said that we're to come out from places of ill repute. I'm just pretty much paraphrasing.
Yeah. Well, God,
so you're supposed
yes.
to tell a person not to sin. I mean, you're supposed to tell a person that they can have a wonderful walk with Christ, but they are not to continue in the action or the course that they're currently on.
Yeah, and the course that the world is currently on, the course that you were on before knowing Christ, the course that I was on before knowing Christ, started with my true condition. I was a sinner. That was my nature. I was lost, and I was dead spiritually, and I had a heart of unbelief. That's why God sent his Spirit into the world to convince the world wrong of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Sin because the world does not believe in Jesus. So the core problem is our unbelief. And so that's what sin is, and it manifests itself in sins, adulteries and lying and all of those sort of things. But the real problem is unbelief. And when we turn to that gospel of Jesus Christ, that is corrected. We're given a new heart that wants to trust Jesus, and he becomes our new center for life. Not the things of the world, not an old deceived and corrupted heart, but Jesus Christ himself. And that's what he was saying to us there. And so with that, we can go out into this world and be ministers of reconciliation. We can be ministers of a new covenant, ministers of life, and announce the good news that Jesus came into this world not to judge the world, but to save it and to give life to those who receive him. So, Scott, thanks for your call. We certainly appreciate it, my friend.
Yes, indeed. And we have plenty of time, plenty of open lines right now for you at 844-322-2742. And Canada and the U.S., toll-free 844-322-2742. Well, Richard, as we've said, our fiscal year ends at midnight tonight. What's the importance of that particular moment in time?
It's midnight, and the fiscal year ends. And we need to be at zero, right? We have a budget. We want to end that budget year right at zero so that when we step off into the next fiscal year, we're stepping off from a firm foundation, a strong financial foundation. And you know, it's real easy to talk about this stuff because we're completely open with what we do here.
Right.
We have to pay for radio. That is our most expensive bill. Of all of the things we do, radio costs the most. And 80% plus of our budget goes directly into ministry, with radio being the biggest percentage of that.
Right.
And some stations charge, you know, a share. You know, whatever you bring in that's attributable to us, if you'll give us 30 or 40 or 50% of it. Other stations charge up to thousands of dollars per month. Mm-hmm. And you pay to have the privilege of sharing this message on those stations.
Yeah.
So that's what we do. And that's what we ask for. And we're down to just barely over $70,000 that we need. So, I mean, based on what we've asked for from the beginning of the month, which covered our current monthly expenses and the shortfall that we were running since the beginning of our fiscal year, we've almost made it up. I mean, how can we not be thankful for that?
Yeah.
You know, how can we not thank you for coming alongside of us and partnering with us to meet these obligations so that we can be strong in our move forward beginning tomorrow on July 1st. And so, you know, whatever God moves you to do, we will thank him for that and thank you for following his lead. And let's make up this $70,000. It's possible.
Yeah, and what we're asking for people to do is to think about your neighbor who needs to know Christ. Think about, a fellow worker that needs to know Christ. And here's an opportunity for them to tune in to a broadcast or listen to it through an online app or go to a website or to read a book that can help them clearly understand the good news of Jesus. First, a person has to hear the good news.
Yes.
And there's so many people that have never really heard. They've heard the story of Jesus, but when they try to repeat it back, it's really a story about them, how Jesus is going to try to help them become better people or good people. And that's not what Jesus is all about. He's about taking people who are dead spiritually and giving them new life.
Yes.
It's about regeneration, new birth, walking in the newness of life by faith in the risen Christ. So think about those people within your sphere of influence. And here's a great resource called Basic Gospel that can help deliver the good news that they so desperately need. So when you give, you're basically saying, hey, I want to reach my neighborhood. I want to reach my friends. I want to reach the people that I care about, that I come in contact with the good news of Jesus Christ. And so that's what we're asking you to do, is to reach out to those people you love through the Basic Gospel ministry.
Just click donate at any page on basicgospel.net. That's donate at basicgospel.net, or call and speak with our operator. You can do that right now at 844-412-2742. Again, that number, 844-412-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. We've posed a question on our Facebook page, and I think it's a pretty interesting question. If you had the opportunity to sit down face-to-face with Jesus, what question would you ask him? And there's all sorts of questions. One that was very interesting to me that was posted in response to that is, do you know me? So do you really know me? And I think that really speaks to our subject matter this month. We want to be loved by God. We want to be cared for by God. We want to be known by God. And we are known by God when we come to him through faith in Jesus Christ. There's this passage in Matthew chapter 7, I think, where Jesus says, depart from me because I never knew you.
Right.
Well, he's speaking to false prophets. He's speaking to charlatans, basically, who were going out there and trying to rob people blind through all of these, quote, wonderful things that they are doing. And when they stand before the Lord, they're going to be saying, look at all the wonderful things that I have done. So they're building a case around their good works. And Jesus will say to them, depart from me because I never knew you. But to those of us who have come to Christ by faith in the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we're made alive together with Christ. Christ comes to live inside of us. There's a union there, and now we know God, and we are known by God.
Yes.
And that's what Paul wrote in the book of Galatians to those of you who are known who know God, but yet rather who are known by God. So if you know Christ, you are known by God. He knows you, and he loves you, and he cares for you, and you're going to be with him forever. And you can trust him. You can count on him. You can rely upon him each and every day of your life. You know, we think we know ourselves, but in reality, we don't know ourselves that well. Christ knows us better than we know ourselves. And so we can trust him. And when he impresses us to move in this direction or that direction, we can know with full assurance, with full confidence, that it's for our good, for our benefit, because God knows us best.
Yeah.
So if you're a believer, you don't have to worry about the fact if you're known by God or not. You are known by God. You have been marked out by him, sealed with the promise, Holy Spirit. You are his forever. Mm-hmm. That's good news.
That is good news. And, of course, we have a Facebook page. Just go to Facebook.com/basicgospel. We have a full page there, and you'll see those questions each day, and we would love for you to respond to them as well. Question from Terry, who writes to us from Meridian, Idaho, says, thanks to God for the living grace message that has led me to the two areas of understanding that have clearly delineated the spiritual differences between law and grace, life and death. My question is, taking what John the Baptist proclaimed, behold, the Lamb of God, the one who takes away the sin of the world, and Terry homes in on the fact that sin there is singular, and reading in Hebrews that sin is unbelief or disbelief, does categorizing as sin behaviors such as smoking, dancing, playing cards, and a whole host of others, shouldn't do's as he terms them, put things back under a law of understanding? If sin is clearly unbelief and I choose to believe, what must I regard as sin when we are told, for instance, to confess our sins one to another? I hope I've gotten that out clearly. Great work, brothers. That's from Terry in Meridian, Idaho.
Well, there's sin, kind of the persona of sin, the power of sin, and it really manifested itself in unbelief. So that really is the root. The fruit of that are all of these sins. And I think if we'll understand that distinction, this, you know, all of it will fall together. So there's a root, that's unbelief. There are the fruit, and those are all the many things that we would call sins in this world. So those are manifestation of that heart of unbelief. That's what's been corrected through new birth in Jesus Christ. And again, that's what this ministry is all about, is leading people into that new birth in Christ Jesus. We had a wonderful call yesterday with Jim from the Maryland area. That was such a powerful call. We also got this email from a good friend, Paul, who wrote to us, and he said, we all, and he's talking about his entire family, accepted Christ as Lord and Savior as a direct result of this ministry and are forever thankful.
Yeah.
That's why we're asking you to support, to give generously, so that others can receive new life in Christ Jesus and be connected once and for all to the love of Christ.
Absolutely. Help us meet that fiscal year-end goal at 12 midnight tonight with your most generous gift to Basic Gospel. Just click donate at basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Or call and speak with our operator at 844-412-2742. You can call right now. We would love for you to do that. We'd love to hear from you right now. 844-412-2742. Well, thanks for being with us today, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and the Basic Gospel Ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to join us again tomorrow for our study edition of Basic Gospel. See you then.